in Siman Tuf Mem Dalet and Shabur is on Sif Aleph. I think we hold the Sif Katan Aleph, right?
Yes.
So we said the Lachan Zidal Shachalis B'Shabbos Breitzel Nayu Gimel. We do the Bedika the night before, Thursday night, which is the night of the 13th. Circle Baruch Al Bedika. We come about, so we make a brach on the Bedika. We do Bittel immediately after the Bedika, like we normally do. Again, the Bedika, the Bittel is on the Chametz, which was not seen. Like we do every other year on the night of the 13th. Right, so this is an exceptional year. Normally a person does a bedikah on the night of the 13th. He does not make a bedikah. He doesn't make a bracha. But this, you know, even when he has to do a bedikah because he's going away. But this year, this is the night of the bedikah. This is the correct bracha. And you have the lochas we had before. You can't eat beforehand. It's a full din of bedikah. Yud Gimel, it's the night of the 13th. Shlemocher be'erev Shabbos, yev shalivdik, because you can't do bedikah by day. Then berken l'arachama. So the only time which is really available, it's not, they can't do it the night of on Shabbos because you can't move the Nair. The Nair is also to move on Shabbos. You can't do it for Arab Shabbos. You have to do it Thursday night. Misharan, you leave over comments to for Shabbos, food for Shabbos. Circle these are lenichim and mokum mutznu to liab b'sim and tof lamadal tzival. We said before, whatever food you're leaving over, you have to leave it in a place where it's not accessible. Otherwise, it invalidates your bedika because if achborim can get to it, etc., or children can get to it, so you basically undone. You there's a possibility something happened to it. You can't rely on that. Okay. So you leave over the Tzorech Shabbos. But Shabbos Mishkim and Lisbal. And this Shabbos we daven early. Well, Yerichel Harbin, they shouldn't have a long davening. Kadeshiyilem shows to leave over the day Mikshul. This way that the people, we don't have a situation where people are sort of caught with eating their meal, chametzik meal, after this man which already osur. So don't do that to people by extending the davening, etc. So they should daven early, and they should not extend the davening. So now, because this the third should the shlishis, however, so we're stuck.
Number one of what Rava said.
Says you can't be mekayim it with chametz. You can't be mekayim it with matzah. Love matzah, love chametz. You can't do it with matzah. The also lecho matzah b'erev Pesach. Kidle kamon m'sim and tafai nalam. Chazal prohibited eating matzah in erev Pesach. And you can eat chametz after the beginning of the fifth hour. And the correct zman for shoshudus is in the afternoon, after chatzos. So, by definition, you got a problem. The matzah ashira. So the Shulchan Aruch says you do it with matzah ashira. What does that mean? Involve heinu sheni lusha b'mei peiros levat. There's no water in it. It's just mei peiros. Kadam Shah series. The Mishon Be'elech Afilu Matzah Shira also Lechol Kadesh Yochol Matzah L'Tayofen. But even the Shulchan Aruch says there is a halacha that after Shah series. After the beginning of Shaw series, after the end of 9 hours, the beginning of the 10th hour, which means 3 hours before the end of the day, Chazal said you can't be eating matzah shiri either, because we want you to eat the matzah at night. You want with a desire to eat it, and the reason behind that is because that's hiddur mitzvah. It's a hiddur mitzvah to eat the matzah with when you're hungry. You eat it with the more enjoyment. So that's a hiddur mitzvah. That we limited the eating over there. So, now this halacha, we find a similar halacha. We'll find it actually all the way at the end of Chelek Hei, that in a case where Shabbos is Yom Tov is Motzei is. Any Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos, you should eat Shal Shabbos before the beginning of Shaw series. But what we will find when we get to Siman Tavay and Aleph, that the din of Erev Pesach is more chomer than other Erev Yom Tov. But there is a din by all Yom Tov you should start before Shah series. The difference is that other Yom Tov, if you didn't, we let you do it afterwards. If you didn't, you should have, but if you didn't, you can't eat. Whereas by Erev Pesach, if you didn't, you didn't. That's like nice knowing you. You know, tough luck. So according to Bechaber, you can eat matzah shira, which again is a discussion later on. But the law said that our minhag is not to, like we see later on in some tough time of bays. So now what do you do? So we don't eat matzah shira. So now that we don't eat matzah shira, so you should be mekayim sura shlishis b'minei peris of basar b'dogim. You can use peris of basar b'dogim. Ches.
You don't do the thing where you walk around the street.
Well,
you're gonna get to
it. We're gonna get to it. So in Simon Reis Adial, it brings three opinions. One says you must use bread, one says you have some type of mezunas, and one says you can have any food for the purpose of shul shudas. Now, so he's saying, so the Rambam is saying, the Bashas Adchak, because in this situation, which is a situation which we're forced into, we have no other choice. So you rely on the mekilim because what's your other choice? Actually, there's four opinions over there. One says that foods like meat and fish are better than fruits because there's some element of that's more like a meal type of a concept than a fruit, which is just a snack. Now, you can use kenedlach because once the matzah is cooked, it's not osur. But here you have a difference. Some which is a brachas mezaynus, that's considered some element of a kavias to it, and therefore Chazal said you can't do that after Shah series starts. But v'hechad the mishum kaim beperes and bebasim adogim yichulak kaim afilachas Shah series. That's much like a snack, having an apple. No, there's no way so having an apple an hour before Yom Tov. So you want to have an apple? Have an apple.
It would be a tabak sope within 3 tefachim of the wall, which now gives us 4 tefachim, and then the source of hasan beyond. So just it's big.
Okay. So now here, it's not an Isra of Chazal. Chazal said you can't have a meal. You can't convey a meal after Shah service. A snack you're allowed to have. But now, I'm talking to you, but our Seichel, it is a mild meeting matzah tlayoven, so we expect you to use your Seichel and not sit down and have 5 apples. So now, come on, the Achronim. He sends you to the Achronim. They write, "Gam kein shechal k'sulos shachris shall pass the shnayim." They suggest that what you should do is break up the morning meal into 2 parts. The yesh arum, the yotzim is that yedei sulos shlishis. There is an opinion which holds that you can be mekayim the shal shulis in the morning. In the morning, as opposed to there's a sheet before in Hilchos Shel Shudas which says that you can't. Shel Shudas is only valid if you eat it after Chatzos. So in this situation, at least according to that opinion, you're making a real meal of Shel Shudas by eating pas. So the Goyen holds that that's the right thing to do. So the Shulchan Aruch before in the Hilchos Shabbos says you're not yet Shal Shudas before Chatzos. The Magen Rambam and the Gra said that you are. So at least according to those opinions, the Magen Rambam says you are, and the The Gross says that right, that's the right thing to do. Because I'm yesh to shows the work in time will have to get the shows. But to do this, you need to have time to bench, wait a little bit. We'll see how long it'll be in a second, and then wash again and eat your bread before this month. Because otherwise, what are you doing? So, how long is this break? So, it's interesting that there is a sheet which says the break is Kedahil of Daladam. So, that's not a tremendously long time. Right. I'll let you do the math. If I tell you that you walk 2,000 amas in 18 minutes, right? We walk a mil in 18 minutes. So 1/500th of the 18 minutes is the time it takes to walk Dalai Lama's. You can do the math. I don't know exactly how many seconds it is, but it's not a tremendously long period. It's not a minute, right?
I guess.
18 goes into 543 times, right? So it's 18 goes into that. It's so basically you're going to have if you're dividing up the 18 by 500, so you're going to say you're going to get 1/500. Okay, it's seconds. But the Maaseh Mishaburi clearly does not hold like that, because he's saying, well, you have to have enough time to bench and wait a little bit, and that time is so minimal that Mishaburi wouldn't be discussing it. There's not a clear look at time which is given. They quote from the most edition quotes from the Chazanish that he said a half an hour. He quotes from the Munkacher, the Minchas Elazar, that he says it was a quarter of an hour is, I think, more standard than what most people do. They wait usually
walk on the block longer than that.
You're not to get off from the table. In other words, so you broke, you benched, you broke your tobias, clean up, sit up again, sit down again. Usually by the time you do that, so it shouldn't be a brochure and a tzricha.
So should one do both methods then?
Now, theoretically, look at the language of the Mishavur. Tov gam kein shechal. So he's saying, I'm not going to tell you not to do what we said before, because according to the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, some race of the Aleph, you're not yotze with this. So you definitely should be sitting down sometime Shabbos afternoon and eating some meat or something of that, or eating some kenedach or something of that sort in Mekayim Shabbos according to that. But meanwhile, if you could do it in the morning and split it up and accomplish this also, like those opinions, you're accomplishing this. Because remember, there's an opinion over there in Hilchos Shabbos which says that you're not yotze eating meat. So you want to be Mekayim both ways, so we'll slit up the meal in the morning and say if you must have simply bread. According to some sheet, I was yotze with the bread in the morning, and according to the sheet, you must have in the afternoon, I was yotze at least with the meat that I had or the kneaded that I had in the afternoon. So he seems to say you should do both.
So Rav Ashi said, Lo Samar Mar Mahadi Rava. Do you not hold like Rava, De Amar Rava, that which Rava said, Veni Teres, Nami Pitsuras of Pesach? Do you not hold like Rava, that Rava said,
he talks about Kenedlach.
Also with the Teres of Pesach, either or.
He says, you can eat Kenedlach.
Or go ahead and build
a tepa.
A tepa, so okay. So
I don't know if you ever heard of Dr. Right. Katz, you heard of Kremslach in your life, right?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, so modern day Kremslach actually are made. It's a.
Other
Russian. Modern day where they make Kremslach. Not the way he's talking about. A lot of people make Kremslach without any mouths in it. No good roast. So they take potatoes and they're boiled potatoes, and then they take them and they fry them.
Right.
afterwards together with, you know, either with eggs or other things, etc. So it's a fried type of a but the real fried that we're talking over here was actually with matzo milk. You make a matzo milk cake, but instead of baking it, you fry it. So the Chayyim says you can do that also. That would be the same thing as cooking. But the Chayyim says that he's not comfortable with telling you that you can do Krems Lach. Now, the issue which he's getting involved in, the issue which he's getting involved in is frying. There is, we definitely said cooking takes away the status of has from the matzah. A person takes matzah, a person takes bread, and he cooks it in water, so that takes away the status of pas, which creates a kula that the mussel, you know, the person eats a certain amount of cake, so he has to make a bench. Person, I'm not saying you should do this in every Pesach, but a person sits down and decides to eat 25 kanedlach, he still doesn't match. Because once the matzah has been cooked, it's not pass anymore. Passable, but kisnin is pass. You bench on pass. So pass, which is normal pass, you bench even on a kazai. Passable kisnin, you only bench if you're kaveya. What's called kaveya? For kaveya, whatever this year. But it's pass. This is not pass anymore. You've destroyed the status of pass on this item by through the cooking process. There's one more. So if that's true, it's not matzah anymore, so you're allowed to eat it in our face. Kremzich, on the other hand, where you fried it, you didn't boil it, you fried it in oil. So deep frying in oil, basically all the places we agree, that's the same thing as cooking. If you take it on a pan and you put some oil there, just, you know, a lighter amount of oil, and the purpose of that lighter amount of oil is just basically that it shouldn't burn, etc. That's mechloikus. Whether that takes away the status of what if it changes the status or not. So that would create over here that you shouldn't be eating it at a Pesach, but create that it's a suffix bracha in the case you eat a large amount of it, whether you're supposed to bench or not. It creates a question on the suffix of the bracha mishonah, because if it's passed still, the bracha is a moitzi. If it's not, it's mazonis. So Mishnah Berurah comes out over there and next time around, we get back to the laws of Betzias and Pasas and Mekubsa Machez. You should only eat those type of items, Techasuda. Alternatively, he says if you break the pieces into less than the Kazayas, so we're making. This is the Matzah Bray issue. So Chremzach were fairly, instead of having Matzah Bray, which is broken pieces, it was Matzah Mel. So, see, even with the Gabi the Bracha, we don't say Amoitzi, but you haven't totally removed the Din Pas from it. So the Rechaim says you shouldn't eat it. The Chayyim says you can take matzah, which you haven't broken up at all. You just take a piece of matzah, stick it in the boiling water, and then eat it. Right? I mean, you should do it before Shabbos. You shouldn't involve in doing it on Shabbos, but right? But he says that's good enough also. He brings it out that's. He brings the Magen Avraham and says we don't do that. And he brings the Birk Ruah. By Birk Ruah, he says the Das of Rama Otzelecho Matzah Shira Vechem Matzah Moshelis Berapes and Vilkanim Mishal Series. The Ma'aser Rishon the Daita Noita Lashitus. He says the Ma'aser that he would be Machmer on it, and the gross Machmer on it. We'll see again. The Mishabur talks about this again later on in Simchat Tavayin Aleph, where he seems to say Matzah Moshelis is Mutter. He talks about this issue again. Over there, he seems to be Simchat Kula on the Chayyim. It's only kosher. It's not just the Reisa. All right,
so he's going to quote usually the Reisa. Right, the Rhinethal explained, usually. So it's only kosher, it's only mutter with the cake. But what is a problem is matzo milk cake. Also, matzo milk cake, you mix in water, you mix in oil, you mix in other things, and then you bake it.
So in that situation, you're not really cooking it, you're baking it. So it doesn't take away the shame pasta. So You know, this is the gay every year, not just this situation. You know, the person wants to make a scene. Every person they make a scene. So if this happened to me more than once, you know, we have pasted the Mazonas cake. Thank you very much. You know, you can't eat it. Every person you can't eat it. Can't eat matzah. You can't eat pasted the Mazonas cake. Okay. Beis. Tell the barber of Shabbos, concise. So now, so you did the bedikah the night of the Thursday night. So we said you have to do beer on Friday. You have to do the beer. What time? You should do it. It's good to do it. Kadem chatzos before chatzos. Kadesh shlo yovel voyoli tois b'shar shanim levar acher chatzos. So every year you must do it before chatzos. This year you don't have to. You can do it anytime. It's really mutter still. It's mutter 3 o'clock after. It's also mutter. But it's better to do it before Chatzos. You shouldn't make a mistake, and this shouldn't cause a mistake for other years. Okay. We have a Shabbos about Leno, and the Rambam adds that the bittul you do on Shabbos, so as opposed to normally that the bittul is done immediately after the beer. Besides the bittul that you do at nighttime, immediately after Badika, you do a bittul before the beer. That bittul is not because of the beer, that's just because this is Zman Isser. So this Zman Isser is on Shabbos. So you do the bittul on Shabbos. Test, cut him for Tzitz, love Dafka, Rosh Lerma, Batsil Shah, see your sheaves. Now, it's not good. If you want to be worried about the other years, you don't wait till right before Chatzos. You do the beer in such a way that you should be able to do your bittul before Shalshishis. Okay.
And then he brings, because we see from the following story that this is how we're.
So now over here, he does suggest the Mishabur is Masha that he doesn't require. He says you can start over here. You can start the beer in the beginning of Shalshishis. Because that's what's nothing wrong with doing beer in Shalshishis. It's also to eat it then. It's also about Hanoah then. It's always not always a burning then. It's always about Yeroah then. Right? It's almost a Tashbizos of Chatzos. I don't have this mitzvah shbisu. Meet our bottom mitzvah shbisu. Burn it now. The reason why we do it earlier is because we want to give you time to do bittul afterwards, which you can't do from the sixth hour and onwards. But over here, but theoretically, in any other year, also if I didn't do any bittul or I did my bittul beforehand, I can burn it beginning with still shoshishes.
Whether the tapa is
why don't we do that?
Intact. Whether it's not attacked.
Because we want to become the mitzvah of burning the chametz with our own chametz. If I do bittul beforehand,
go ahead and
I'm not becoming the mitzvah of burning my chametz because I destroyed it. I already was mivatel. But theoretically, we could do that before in such a way. Even on any other year, if I would want to do bittul before shoshishes and then burn a shoshishes, okay, fine. I wouldn't advise you to do that, but you could do that. So therefore, this year we're not going to be mechayiv. You must get in before shoshishes. You can even wait till tchila shoshishes to do it. We have a Shabbos about Leno. Tchila kamam b'sevav. The bittul's done on Shabbos. We're going to turn levatim erev Shabbos b'shas biuroi. You don't have to do a bittul then on erev Shabbos, like every other year. Why? So if yitzarik levatim be yomachi, you still have to do another bittul on Shabbos because you still had chametz since then. So you must have a vatal due to the remaining chametz. Whatever bittul you've done, you are retaking the chametz for yourself to use, and then if any of that chametz got left over, etc., you have no bittul on it.
No.
Maybe some got left over, and then if you have to do bittul anyway, so you have to do bittul three times. Thursday night after the Badiko on Shabbos, and then besides it, Arab Shabbos. Why? Why are we doing that? So we weren't Mechayev to do bittul then. Gimel. In a bash on the Shabbos, that daisa mechiyat was that we don't make daisas of farina. You don't cook things which stick to the pot. You don't chomet stick to things which stick to your pot because then what do you do? Okay. But in the past, hatsnuma b'ka'ora. Similarly, we do not make this concoction of it's already, pasta is already, snuma is already after it's ready bread. that you like toast it, steam in his toast. You dry it out, like on a frying pan. I'm not sure exactly what the recipe is and exactly what the problem is, but from context, it means it sticks. The recipes you're going to have to speak to later. Hagovim oru bishul. If you didn't listen to what he just told you, and you did cook such items, but Michael Dovik because there, and now the talk of the food is stuck to the pot. Be after the kind of you find it difficult to get it out. By just smearing it out. Yes, you're allowed to wash it a little bit in order to get the chametz out. In other words, even though it's not the Tzarek Shabbos, so here you are washing dishes on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos, in a certain sense. But since you have an aveir over here and that you need to do, so Chazal allowed you to do that in that situation. Okay. Zok the Mishabura Yud Aleph.
Then we should know the double
because these are things which stick to the kli. Because you're going to have to wash them afterwards. You're pretty much in the situation where you're being forced to wash something which you really don't have a head to wash because you don't really need it for Shabbos anymore. You're not using that pot again. Maybe you're not using that pot again for another 8 days. So you shouldn't put yourself in that situation in the Chatzkila. Atznuma is evasion, means it's dried out. If you just wipe it out without using water, you have no right to wash it. So you'll wipe out the if you can wipe it, you wipe it out. Nowadays, we have disposable, dispose of the paper towel that you use. I put it away. Okay. Your delegation, if that doesn't work, you're allowed to wash it a little bit. Whatever is necessary to get out the chometz and not more. The kid Messiah, like he finishes off. Why is this mutter? You're not doing it at the Tzarek Shabbos. Okay. Sharina, but he has Yisra Chometz. Chazal said that because of the Yisra of Chometz, of having the Chometz there, Chazal are going to allow you to do this. If you can have a goy do it instead, or if it's better, if the kinuach is not available, you can't just wipe it out. You have to actually wash it. You should get a goy. Kosher poskim. So the person make the following suggestion. You should make your Shabbos meal with Pesach and Kalim. Obviously you don't eat out of them, but you make the meal Pesedik. The only thing which you have chametz is the rolls. So then you take your Pesedik food out of the Pesedik kalim, bring it to the table and eat it with the chametz like a meal. But now you don't have any problems with washing the dishes afterwards because it's not chametz like a kalim that you have to wash. And when you need them, you'll wash them. If not, you'll wash them chol hamoed. So there's nothing hot, which means it wasn't cooked, it's not being cooked there, so it's not sticking. You made something hot, chametz stick. You have your cholins, your hot food, later on in the day. And that's how you have your shalshudas. So you have a paste of the cholins with some potatoes and some meat. No beans, obviously. Kidneys. Right? And you'll have that later on in the day, in the afternoon, and that'll be shalshudas. And that's the minute in which they do. So we didn't rush to try and mix the meals together. Now take a look over here. The Sharet Zion just points out in Sivkot and Dalit. If you have the Kli Pesach is a Kli Rishon, it's Ala Eish, and it's hot. You take it off the fire, so it's Kli Rishon Shlo Ala Eish. And then you pour from it onto the Chometz of the Kli. Okay. So don't do that, because Iri Kli Rishon does have a certain amount of power of to take out any absorbed flavor in the Kli Chometz. And now you have this chomestic flavor, which is coming out of the chomestic kli. It's not just the clean surface, but there's flavor being taken out of the kli. Now what are you worried about? So what we're worried about over here is if there's any moisture or steam which will absorb that chomestic flavor, then go up. So this steam is going to go up, and get a touch. The Kli Rishon on top. Kli Rishon is still hot and it will absorb that moisture with the chametz in it. So don't get involved in that.
When the Chachamim were interpreting where to place that tefach,
he says, don't do that.
He said,
"Moshe writes, 'Shalom the Shabbos, because they resul she'ero mitoicho ad achar Pesach.' Unless you don't want to use that pot till after Pesach."
The Rif from Rava is right. Ainu l'taras al b'tzuras of Pesach.
What he means to say is after Pesach, they'll be mutter for the following year. We don't say because that time which came in there as a from an Enim B'Nyamah pot, because most pots are Enim B'Nyamah. So Enim B'Nyamah before Pesach is bottled, but on Pesach itself we say we're kosher, that's kosher of a year, that's a problem. So I can't use it on Pesach.
Right, so I mean, 30,000.
1 second.
Is this talking about
in case where I did it right now, it's still a ben yomo of this new flavor coming in, going into Pesach. So as that, it wasn't bottled then, and it'll say also the rest of Pesach. But for next year, it was an ben yomo, the flavor which went in. So the flavor which went in, it went in as ben yomo. It's an ben yomo already, so it won't be also when the following Pesach comes.
No, that's only if you don't have
Okay.
Right. That's only if you are coming on to Shlishis Tefach, then we need to
Okay. Now, what about eating kidneys? So he didn't really discuss eating kidneys. So theoretically, you know, kidneys, there's no issue of only kidneys and Pesach. So I can't tell you can't cook some beans or some rice, something like that. Well, because somebody left over in the pot, okay, man. So you're allowed to own beans and Pesach. You're allowed to own rice and Pesach. Can't use it. I mean, you know, there's no issue of owning it. So the obvious is there shouldn't be any issue of the kli. Obviously, the only problem you have practically, you don't want to, you may be having your sitting your kli sitting there. You can't wash it. We don't prefer not to wash kidneys and Pesach. Unless it's a real, a person has had to use, let's say, for a child, needs to have formula. So the soy-based formula, obviously, is getting used.
Right? With the Tzuras of Pesach,
so you wash it separately. You don't wash it in your regular Pesach of the Kassim. So kidney is, you're going to have a dirty pot, dirty kidney stick of pot, sit for 9 days. But it's not a good idea, but theoretically, if you have an eight, so, you know, how to do it. So we'll be mutter, no problem with that.
If itself is a Tzuras of Pesach, therefore Rashi holds that the Tefach, Shlishis of Tefach, needs to be built.
Let's hold it here.